This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. In high school, the science club kids and the jazz band kids are usually sub-popular in different ways. One nerdy, the other dorky. Mark Branch belonged to both. Now he's combined his love of physics and his passion for music into something kind of cool. Jocelyn Gonzalez has the story.
Mark Branch is living a science nerd's dream.
Like all through here, these are missions that we've worked on. I pretty much had my hands on almost all of these things that have come through here.
At NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland, Mark's an aerospace engineer in charge of three giant facilities in the electromagnetic test section. He leads a team of scientists conducting experiments for satellites and spacecraft, including building parts and instruments for the Hubble Space Telescope.
This is a mock-up of our magnetic test facility. In this field right here, you see that little guy in the center?
Yeah, how come that's not you?
Yeah, that's not me. We would put a satellite or an instrument right where he is positioned. We excite these coils. We can negate the Earth's magnetic field.
DJ Scientific coming at you. We're about to start.
DJ Scientific is living out his dream in nightclubs or parties across the U.S., scratching and cutting up hip-hop tunes for sweaty, gyrating crowds. He's appeared on BET television and DJed for the NBA and the NFL.
I used to be a resident DJ at one of the biggest nightclubs in the nation. It's Love Nightclub in D.C. I've been doing a heck of a lot of corporate events. Most recently, I did Microsoft. I did three events for Microsoft. It's like hot. So I DJed for about 3,500 people.
If your cell phone works in my facility, then Houston, we have a problem, okay?
Back at NASA, Mark Branch points out the infrared sensors, TH chambers, and spectrum analyzers used in his labs. These measure any atmospheric condition his satellites might encounter in space, like temperature and humidity and electromagnetic forces.
These are thermal vacuum chambers. So once you close the door, you can evacuate the air and everything, and you can simulate the pressure of space.
People go in there?
People go in there just to set stuff up.
Okay.
And we gotta come out.
DJ Scientific's built his own lab too, a musical one, producing hip-hop beats in his own home studio. He's still pretty old school when it comes to DJing.
I'm two turntables and a microphone. I'm a real DJ from back in the day. However, I do get with the times. I use Serato software that I can use on a laptop, but I only use that as my repository for music. I have had to travel carrying crates of records through the airport, and that's not fun.
DJ Scientific has been surrounded by music since the day he was born.
My mother played piano in church. As I was growing up, my mom would throw on either blues or jazz or maybe even sometimes some classical music or some soul. And that just gave me my introduction into music.
Mark Branch, on the other hand, was at home playing with magnets as a child.
You remember you had the little iron shavings and you had the magnet and you would move it under the table and see the thing move. It fascinated me how you could manipulate things without actually physically touching it.
That's the kind of kid who grows up to earn two engineering and physics degrees, then gets recruited by NASA.
Welcome to NASA.
They got this NASA rocket scientist posted up right in front of a mock-up of the Hubble Space Telescope. What's wild is that, again, I had this joint in my lab, and now I'm about to DJ right in front of it. You know, God bless my mom, but she was one of those people at times who said, don't let that stuff mess your job up. And fortunately, I've been able to handle DJing and being a rocket scientist very well.
The DJ of the future is going to be a respected member of the community.
Motivate people to get out and buy or try or use.
As an aerospace engineer and DJ Scientific, Mark's played a big role in NASA's outreach efforts.
I use that to attract kids, especially kids who look like me, who are terribly lacking in math and science. I'm trying to get them to realize that it's okay to be smart.
And he's developing a youth program called Stealth.
It's science, technology, and engineering awareness and literacy through hip-hop. And what I've seen for the past 15 years, it's all negative. It's misogynistic, materialistic, speaking to the death and destruction of the black community in my mind.
and it's being promoted ad infinitum.
The theory is that all matter is composed of at least three fundamental particles, protons, electrons, neutrons. Proton is charged positive. By now, you guessed electrons are
with stealth, Mark hopes to involve the hip-hop community in promoting science and education.
Hip-hop got me in the 80s to look up stuff. There were people who spit out names like George Washington Carver or something that made me research. I don't see anything lately that makes me want to pick up a book and look further than just shaking my booty.
Well, shaking your booty is all good. But Mark believes his double life can bust up some misconceptions about both science and hip-hop.
I try to break down those stereotypes just by doing what I do. And if we're trying to reach the next generation of explorers, you have to speak their language. A lot of people haven't heard of Leland Melvin, astronaut, you know what I mean? But they've heard of Mary J. Blige.
Maybe you don't know who astronaut Leland Melvin is, but you would if he did a duet with Mary J. Blige. So maybe DJ Scientific is on to something.
It's that simple. It's not rocket science.
For Studio 360, I'm Jocelyn Gonzalez. It's
we've got lots more stories about how science and creativity mix at Studio360.org.